A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says young men are much more likely to die from melanoma than young women. The research says overall, men are 55% more likely to die from melanoma than women of the same age, regardless of the severity of the tumor. Here to tell us more about this is Dr. Brett Shulman. He is head of Dermatology Center at Rochester General Hospital. Dr. Shulman, thanks so much for making time for us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
I guess the important question is, do we have any idea why young men have a significantly higher risk of death from melanoma?
Well, you know, I think that people think that there really are probably two factors here. The first is that men on average are a little bit later to come into a doctor's office. So women tend to come in earlier, and we know that with melanoma, the earlier you come in, the better your chances for survival. But clearly, looking at this younger population that this study at Stanford did, shows that men overall are more likely to die from melanoma than women are when you look at this younger group. So there clearly seems to be a genetic difference between the way in which people survive melanoma, whether they're male or female.
And when we say young, what does the research identify as young?
Well, the group that was looked at, there were 26,000 patients who were looked at between the ages of 15 and 39. So that is that's considered to be a young group of individuals. The thing I think that's most concerning is that when you just look at the incidence of melanoma, the incidence of melanoma is rising rapidly. And we're not totally able to understand why that's happening, but right now that an individual who is born in the United States has a 1 in 88 chance of developing melanoma in their lifetime.
Do you think this information, this research today, will result in a shift in research in the future to focus specifically on men with skin cancer, or perhaps result in new recommendations for men?
Very much so. I mean, I think where the real strides are being made in melanoma right now is really looking at genetic research, or what we call genomics. And so people have been looking at various different genes, one particularly called BRAF1, which people are focusing on a great deal. And I think that they're going to now probably start to look at this as it relates to how these genes are expressed differently in men and women, and hopefully we'll be able to determine why it is that women do better than men overall with the same diagnosis of melanoma. The most important thing, though, is that melanoma is really curable if you catch it early. And so that one of the things that we encourage everybody to do is, first of all, using sunscreen. And second of all, is doing self-examination of their skin monthly, so that if they see a mole that's new, or they see something has changed in size, shape, color, texture, or bleeding, this is really something where you want to come to the dermatologist, because the earlier you get there, if you have a melanoma, the better your chances are of survival.
I've known folks in my own family who've had melanoma in some, I guess you could say, hidden places on the scalp, under the hair, or in between toes. Because of that, do you also recommend getting a checkup from a dermatologist every once in a while?
Absolutely. I mean, dermatologists are really experts in pigmented lesions, and it's one of the hardest things to, for people in the medical world to assess, and certainly for people who are out there by themselves. So I do encourage people, if you have a family history of melanoma, or you've got a lot of moles, it's really worth coming to a dermatologist just to be checked over for baseline purposes. The other thing is taking photographs of them, I think is very helpful, so you can detect change.
All right. And we just have a few seconds left. There are new guidelines in the way sunscreen is labeled now. Do you think this has helped consumers?
You know, I think it has. The thing to realize is that the biggest change is the fact that waterproof is really not there, and so that most sunscreens do need to be reapplied every 2 to 4 hours, and that when you get out of water, sunscreen at most is viable for 90 minutes. So reapplication, in addition to the use of sunscreen regularly, is probably the single greatest factor people can do today to prevent skin cancer as well as prevent wrinkling of the skin.
Dr. Brett Shulman, head of the Dermatology Center at Rochester General Hospital, thank you so much.
And thank you so much.